As Carlene said, I am Geraldine Ransomberg Bagley. I was born April 4th, 1924. I am now 83 years old and trying to remember all that happened to me in the past. I first want to talk a little bit about my dad and my mother. My dad's father, Charles Ransomberg, was from Germany. His father died in Germany, and his mother brought him and his brother to America when very young. They lived in Providence, Utah, and later on migrated to Star Valley. My dad also was named Charles Ransomberg. He was born in Freedom, Wyoming, the 3rd of July, 1889. They lived in Auburn, and then Grandpa Ransomberg built a home in Fairview where they lived until their death. Grandpa Ransomberg died one day and Grandma Ransomberg died the next day. They were only in their 50s and were buried in a double grave. They worked very hard and were very poor. My dad and mother lived in Star Valley all their life. And after my brother Kay died, we lost the Ransomberg name. My father was an only son, and my brother Kay had no children to carry on the name. Dad and Mom were married June the 30th, 1920. My dad took after his dad and was a carpenter by trade. He built many of the homes that are here in Fairview. He also built barns, fences, and bridges. He worked for the Forest Service in the summer. He worked in the canyon in the winter. He supplied much of the wood for the schools, wood-burning stoves. He always brought us home a beautiful Christmas tree. We always had the prettiest one in the town because my dad working in the canyon, he could always find a nice tree. He would take logs to Afton to have sawed into lumber to build with. He always milked a few cows and had a very small milk check once every 2 weeks. One time the milk check was for $8, and I talked him out of it for my senior ring. I have been guilty ever since. Mom and Dad had 4 children. My sister Velda, that Mary just heard. Myself, I married Lorraine Bagley. My brother Kay, that married Mary Perry. And my sister Ida, who married Dee Hogeson. My mom and dad also helped raise my dad's sister's little girl, Narda, when her mother died when Narda was only 8 months old. She was like one of the family and we dearly loved her. My brother Kay died at an early age too of 38. He had a heart attack on Christmas Day. My sisters and I have always been close to each other. We get together one day of the year for a Christmas party. We make gingerbread houses, cards, and we go out to eat for our birthdays. My dad would always start the dinner prayer on the food before we were all ready. He would be finished before most of us stopped talking. He was a great dad. My mother was born in 1900. We always knew how old she was because she was as old as the year. Her parents were Alonzo and Ida Kennington. Grandpa Kennington came from England. She was the oldest of 14 children. She said in her diary, I learned to work at an early age. She learned to sew and to make her own clothes, along with sewing for her brothers and sisters. She accomplished so much in her lifetime. When very young, she drove the horses for her dad to sow the grain by hand. It was called broadcasting. She taught school in Bedford for 2 years when she was 19 and 20 years old. She married my dad, Charles Ransomberg, in June the 30th, 1920. She used to go visiting teaching, and she'd have 10 sisters on her beat. She visited with a team in a wagon, or in the wintertime with a team in a sleigh, and it took her the entire day to do the visiting teaching. She was a correspondent for the Star Valley Independent for many, many years. She marceled hair for 25 cents, picked raspberries 5 quarts for a dollar, and sold them to the neighbors. She sold magazines. After us kids, 4 kids were pretty raised, she taught school for 25 years. She was school librarian and city librarian for years. She prompted plays for Eldon Allred's shows, played the piano, crocheted many afghans, knit sweaters and pillows. One day she was herding the cows for Dad, and she got so interested in reading the book Gone with the Wind and didn't notice the cows when they got into the alfalfa. Several bloated. My dad was upset. She made many scrapbooks, all about family members and all about the people in Fairview. She loved to take photo pictures and saw that everyone in the picture got a copy. She learned to ride a bike at 75 years old, and she rode several miles every day. Mother loved flowers and always had a great garden. When younger, she used to save the rainwater to wash her hair in because that made her hair so soft. When I was 2 years old, we moved into a new home that was built by my Grandpa Ransomberg and my dad, and it was located in the little town of Fairview, Wyoming, next to the town square. I lived there until I was married. I spent a lot of my early life at my Grandma and Grandpa Kennington's ranch. I had a lot of uncles and aunts, and I know they spoiled me rotten. We used to play in the hay barn. It was an enjoyable time. Ropes hung from the ceiling, and we would swing out over the hay and drop down. There was always a setting hen somewhere in the barn. We were always trying to look under her to see if she had baby chicks. The mother hen was very mean and would chase us. In the spring, I loved to climb the mountains and pick the spring flowers. Johnny jump-ups, buttercups, and rooster tops were my favorite. It was a great treat to take an egg to the Charlie Brown store and trade it for a piece of candy called a dark secret. Inside the candy was a little treat, like a ring, a verse, or another piece of candy. I think Charlie Brown got many a rotten egg for the piece of candy. Some of my memories of growing up in Fairview are homemade ice cream, honey candy pulls, clothes freezing on the line, a singing tea kettle that everyone had, going. Young folks dance. We danced the bunny hop and old Johnny, and the boys loved to play marbles and always had a special marble called an agate. My uncles built me many stilts and taught me how to walk on them. I went to Montpelier one time in the back of Essie Harmon's truck along with a lot of my friends and grown-ups from Fairview, and we went to Montpelier to see the circus. We drove over the Crow Creek Road. We had only enough money for our ticket. I felt bad because we couldn't buy treats. My husband, Lorraine Bagley, was born July the 20th, 1923, also in Fairview. His parents were Oliver and Leah Howe Bagley. We went to school together. We were always in the same group. As we attended dances, parties, sleigh rides, and candy pulls. We were married in the Logan, Utah Temple on November the 23rd, 1943. Shortly after we were married, Lorraine went into the service and was stationed in Little Rock, Arkansas for 6 months. The war ended and he didn't go overseas. At that time, I was working at the telephone office in Afton. I stayed with my Uncle Vere and Aunt Dion Johns because my folks didn't have a car and I had no way to travel back and forth. My folks got their first car after I was married. Lorraine and I moved up Crow Creek when Shauna was 2 years old. We built a basement house and lived in it for 20 years. We ran the ranch with sheep, horses, cows, turkeys, chickens, etc. We have had a lot of experiences on the ranch, like the tractor fell through the bridge. Dogs got into the sheep and one night killed 32. Living on the Crow Creek brought high water. A mother pig and her babies were drowned 1 year. Lorraine tried to cross Crow Creek at a high water time with a team and wagon. The water took the wagon box off the wheels and flipped it over, and he lost all his fencing tools, his shovel, his crowbar and hammer and wire and stretchers and nails. We never did find any of them. Lorraine did a lot of odd jobs to help make a living. He was always an early riser and could shoot 10 head of horses before breakfast. He worked for the Forest Service for 17 years in the summertime, and I tried to take care of the ranch while he was gone. I didn't do a very good job. We always bought 100 head of baby chickens every spring, so we would have chickens to lay eggs for the family, and also we'd butcher some to go in the freezer. We had our ups and downs with them. One time a cat got in and killed most of them. A raccoon killed another year. A dog got his share. Weasels. At last, Lorraine built a small one-room house for our baby chickens, and we had good luck from then on. Lorraine liked to hook the milk cow up with a horse to a covered wagon and join the Fairview 24th of July parade. Lorraine was active in the church. He read the Book of Mormon many times. He was in the bishopric with Morel Allred and Eldon Erickson. Together we served as ordnance workers in the Idaho Falls Temple for 12 years. Last 2 years, Lorraine served as a sealer. He was Elder Quorum President, High Priest Group Leader, president, home teacher, and lots of committees. I worked for the telephone company in Afton for 3 years, 1 year as chief operator. I was president of the mutual for 9 years. I worked in the primary for 17 years and was in the Relief Society president for 4 years. In those 4 years, I helped with 15 funerals. I spent 20 years as a substitute in the for the post office department in Auburn, where my sister lived, and in Fairview, where Dale Van Skoik was the postmaster. I love to collect poems, stories, make cards, crochet scrapbooks, and make quilts. Our first son, Darnell, was born September the 19th, 1945. He loved growing up on the ranch. He loved horses. He wrestled in school and played football. He liked to ski and fish. He married Linda Hamilton, and they had 5 daughters and 1 son. 1 daughter died at birth. After they were married, he went to school to be a welder. He also learned the plumbing trade and has worked for the railroad, Union Pacific, for 30 years. He will retire in 208. He went on a mission to Canada. Cadell's our second son, born October the 19th, 1947, on his great-grandmother's birthday, Ida Kennington. He too loved the outdoors, horses, riding, swimming. He loved to build things, and he had a cabin over on the hill where all the family loved to go and play for hours each day. He loved the FHA program, where he won many awards. He married Cheryl Nielsen, and they raised 7 sons and 1 daughter. He taught Spanish in the schools for 33 years, and after his retirement, he and Cheryl went to Jian, China, to teach English for 1 year. Shauna, our first daughter, was born in October 5th, in 1949. She did not enjoy working outside on the ranch, but loved working in the house. Her brothers always teased her, saying, "Shauna doesn't even know where the chicken coop door is." She sings, plays the piano, crochets, and is a good cook. She married Ronnie Hyde, and they had 4 sons and 1 daughter. She now teaches in the school. She has been president of the Relief Society and worked in the music department in the Auburn ward for years. Cindy is our second daughter. She was a premature baby, weighing in at 3 pounds and 1 ounce. She lived in an incubator for the first 2 months of her life. She learned to walk at 18 months and loved to be outside. She could do most anything. She put the cattle on the forest for her dad when he was away from home. She put the sheep on the forest and did all kinds of outside work. She married Kim Tenser, and they had 2 daughters and 2 sons. Kim and Cindy worked for the clothing store Corral West for years. They were managers for many stores in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Billings, Montana, Sheridan, Wyoming, and at last in Evanston, Wyoming. When they were asked to move once more, they retired and made their home in Evanston, where their family could stay put in school. They now work in the schools in Evanston. Vance, our third son, was born October the 30th, 1954. This son loved the ranch more than any of the other kids. He worked as a rancher all his life. He's been the manager of the Hall Ranch and the Haraska Ranch, and now works for the Stewart on the Stewart Ranch. He's worked on his for his dad and for himself. He is now married to Angie Elder. He is helping raise five of Angie's kids. He had five daughters of his own. Lene was born December the 15th, 1958. She is our daughter that loved school and did very well. She was a prancer, a yearbook worker. She went on many trips with the school. Her siblings gave her a bad time of being spoiled. We took her to Las Vegas to buy her prom dress. It cost $100 at that time. That was a very lot of money. Her grandmother Ransberg was with us and talked us into buying the dress for her. She married Blake Jacobson. They had four sons and one daughter. They lived in Swan Valley, which is a very small town as far as the church is concerned, and she has worked hard in the church organizations. She was the gospel doctrine teacher for many years, the primary president, the Relief Society president, and the young women's president. And at the present time, she's teaching preschool at the Irwin School. Hunting has been a big part of their married life, where Blake has a taxidermy shop. They also own apartment buildings in Rexburg to rent to the college kids. We have enjoyed the family reunions we have had with our family. We built a shelter on Spring Creek, and for the last 20 years we have enjoyed our family get-togethers. As of April 2007, we have 33 grandkids and 38 great-grandkids. We enjoyed our mission much. We went to Guam and spent a month there, and then went on to a small island, Ponape, for 17 months. The people were a dark-skinned, black-haired, Lamanite, good people. Once they heard about the church and joined, they had great faith. Smoking and drinking and chewing betel nut was a hindrance to their joining the church. The island was about 12 miles by 12 miles big, with thousands of people living there. They still cook their food over the, most of them still cook their food over a bonfire, mostly rice, and eat off of a banana leaf. This was in the 1980s. I taught primary and Sunday school. And in the mutual decorated for Saturday night dances for years. Eleanor Brown was one of my counselors, and she had a knack of how to decorate, and I helped her. We did a Hawaiian scene, a Chinese lantern scene, around the world, a nursery rhymes. In the year 2005, a Mrs. Penny Zeller from Casper, Wyoming, wrote a book about the seniors of Wyoming. She called me on the phone for an interview. I was featured in the book, Wyoming Treasures. The governor of Wyoming, Clifford Hansen, was featured in the book, and so I always said I was among celebrities. Linda Hathaway told her about me. It was very nice. I've enjoyed sewing, crocheting, making history books, and making cards. My family have made many cards from old wallpaper books, stamps, cloth, etc. Good deal of the time. planting trees, spraying trees, and working for his brother-in-law as a guide in the hunting camps. He worked forever for 35 years. I spent 15 years as a cook for the hunting camp. Everett and Beth had four camps, two called the base camp. Dick and Beth looked out for. The two spy camps were run by Lorraine and I. We had to take all the hunters with their gear, all the food, the tents, the grain for the horses, etc. Everything we needed by horseback. It would take about 25 horses to take the camp in, about a 2-hour ride. I cooked over a wood stove, no oven, for 6 to 10 hunters and 4 to 5 guides. I made donuts, scones, anything I could cook in a Dutch oven. Being that hunting was in the fall, we experienced a lot of snow, rain, and cold weather. But the hunters loved spy camp. We had a group from Missouri, 6 hunters, that came for 10 years in a row straight. They always got their elk. We had a group from Georgia, were really young boys. They loved the mountains, and they had more fun than they did getting an elk or a deer. But the first year they came, they brought a live turtle and asked me to cook it for them. I about had a fit. One day, one of the hunters stayed in camp, and he did the cooking of the turtle. A lot of the young boys in the valley helped guide Ronnie Olson, Ronnie Hyde, Kay Dale Bagley, Roy Soot, Melvin Hoops, and others. I loved it when Royce was around because he helped me with the dishes every night. Lorraine would always get the hunters out of bed by calling, "Rise and shine one more time. It's not daylight, but it's 5:00. I'd like to tell you a little about the square where we live, down where I don't remember much about about the town square, how it got to be, but I remember all the 24th of July celebrations we had there each year. Baseball games were played on the square every Saturday. Remember there was 2 large granaries on the southeast corner of the lot. Elda Smith, my cousin, and best friend played in the grain, in the granary. I'm sure that was not appreciated very much, but we did have fun. They had a lot of rodeos there with no fences to hold the horses or cattle back. I do remember when a group of Indians came by and camped for the night on the square. I was only 5 or 6 years old and was very frightened of the Indians. My dad gave them a live chicken for their supper, and they hung their little baby in the tree for the night. Later on, the square was fenced and a building was built by the money that Hugh Bagley gave the church after his death. I don't remember if it was $5,000 or $10,000, but it was quite a bit, and a building was made with that money. Many celebrations and reunions are held there today. The last thing I'd like to talk to you about is the memory box that we had in Fairview. And it was in 1930, the Fairview Relief Society closed a memory box to be opened 50 years later. Mary Anderson was the president, and my grandmother, Ida Kennington, was first counselor. The things they put in the box were Relief Society lesson book, Relief Society song book, ERA, Star Valley Independent, photo pictures, along with 52 letters that families wrote to their posterity. Also in the box was a penny bag, which each sister saved pennies in her little section of the bag over the year, so at the end of the year they had the 50 cents they needed to become a member of the Relief Society. In 1980, it was very exciting to me to be the president of the Relief Society, taking after my grandmother Kennington's footsteps to open the box. Jean Hoops and Sally Anderson were my counselors, and on the 24th of July, 1980, the box was opened. Over 300 people attended the meeting. Everyone was so excited to receive a letter from their parents. Dallas Toman was the bishop, with his counselor, Wynne Brown and Lloyd Hoops. They would take each letter from the box and deliver it to the person it belonged to. The same year, the Relief Society president, which was myself, and members put away another 50-year box to be opened in 2030. The penny bag, the ERA, the Relief Society lesson book from the first box was put back into the second box, along with pictures and letters. As of today, 23 years have already passed, and it will soon be time to open the second box.
Wow.
What about your baptism? Tell us about that. What do you remember about your baptism?
At that time, they only baptized once a year. So everyone that was born during that year would be baptized. And it was baptized in Crow Creek, down at the swimming hole. Lorraine was a year older than I was, but we were both baptized at the same time. And a brother, Roy Jensen, stepped in the water and he baptized all of us. I think there were about 10 or 12 that year, and he baptized all of us. And then on a Saturday, and then on Sunday, we were confirmed by Willard Brown. And everybody was confirmed by him. Now today, it's fun to have the priests and our parents or the fathers do this ordinance.
Geraldine, are there any other memories you have of growing up in Fairview?
I remember when I was quite young, the sisters had a Relief Society building of their own, and it was right across the road from where I lived. It was one room with a wood stove in, and the sisters would come for their Relief Society lesson once a month, or once a week they'd have a lesson, then once a month they'd have a work day where they'd make mattresses and quilts, and they sewed many things. I remember having bolts of cloth there that they could make aprons and shirts and dresses out of, and they were always very busy. My mother would go over early on the day the sisters were to meet and build a fire in the wood-burning stove so that it would be nice and warm. Well, this particular Tuesday, they were making quilts, cutting out quilt blocks. I was babysitting some of the little kids and helping out what I could. And when I got ready to go home, my mother could not find my coat anywhere. And she got to looking and found out that someone had cut it up and sewed it in the quilt. Thank goodness I only had to run across the road to get home.